Today on Introductions, we'll hear winners of the 2011 DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers in concertos by Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Elgar with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra from the Concert Hall of the DePaul University School of Music. That's all coming up after this short break. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we'll hear highlights from the 8th Annual DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, which took place back in January of this year at the DePaul University School of Music's Concert Hall in Chicago. Each year, music students from the Chicago area have the opportunity to audition for a chance to perform a movement from a concerto with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra led by Mina Zikri. The orchestra itself is made up of recent graduates and young professionals from the area, and Zikri holds 2 degrees from DePaul and is the music director of the DePaul Community Music Division's Youth String Orchestra. The Community Music Division is the organizer of this whole festival. There were 10 winners of this year's festival, and we'll hear 4 of them this hour. We already heard 4 others a few months back, and you can listen to them again by going to our website, wfmt.com/introductions. Let's meet our first performer.
Hi, my name is Chris Gao. I'm from Long Grove, Illinois. I am 14 years old, and I'm currently enrolled in Woodlawn Middle School. I play the cello, and currently my teacher is Hans Jensen. I first started when I was nearing the age of 5. I got interested in it because originally my sister started it first, so I thought it'd be cool if I could also play it. Before, I just played it because I thought it was fun to just like play any instrument, but right now I love the cello because I think it sounds like, I love the range of the pitches, and it's really nice to like listen to the sound in a concert hall and like have the sound ring back to you, and it's really nice. Now you're going to hear me play the Elgar Cello Concerto, first and second movement, with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra from the DePaul Concerto Festival. My teacher suggested this piece for me, so I was like looking for a piece to play from this selected list you could play at the Concerto Festival. So he just chose Elgar, so that night I went back and I immediately I was like, this is the piece I'm going to play. I like love the chords in the beginning. Like, it just starts out huge, big, and it's, like, so cool to play with the orchestra, and it's really great. Right before I performed, I actually felt pretty confident. You know, I practiced a lot and everything, and I thought I wouldn't have any problems, but then when I was waiting backstage for the person before me to finish, I just started freaking out and everything, and I was, like, hyperventilating, and I was like, what am I going to do? So when I got on stage, I had a first couple of troublesome moments, but afterwards, I just got into the groove of everything, and everything went out really nice.
14-year-old cellist Chris Gao, that's G-A-O, is our soloist now in the first 2 movements of Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor, opus 85. Mina Zikri leads the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra from DePaul Concert Hall, and this is Introductions.
Thank you.
14-year-old cellist Chris Gao in the first two movements of Edward Elgar's Concerto for Cello in E Minor, Opus 85, with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra led by Mina Zikri. The orchestra is composed of young professionals and recent college graduates, and they performed with winners of this year's DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers.
My name is Giancarlo Latta. I'm 16 years old. And I play the violin. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm a student at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy program, where I study with Elmida and Roland Vamos. I like the violin because you can play it in lots of different capacities, such as solo with an orchestra, or chamber music with piano, or chamber music with a quartet, or in the violin section of an orchestra. And you can even do jazz violin or rock violin, and I think it's cool that there are so many possibilities with the instrument. I didn't specifically pick to play the violin, but once I decided that I wanted to play the violin as my professional career, I mostly just liked it because I feel like I can express myself through music in a lot of different ways, not necessarily that I can express through music what I can't through words, but just that it's a different way of expressing myself, and I think it's cool to be able to do that. For For the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, I performed the first movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in G major. I like this piece because it's very exuberant and youthful, and I think it shows Mozart at his best in some ways because it has many different qualities to it. Like the minor section obviously is a little more somber, and the major section is very happy, which I think represent Mozart pretty well. I had never played with an orchestra before, and I was excited about that, but I was also nervous because I had never played with an orchestra before. And the first impression that I had was just that it's such a large scale of music making, that there are so many other people participating in it as well, and that adds another element to it, rather than just playing solo Bach, for example.
16-year-old violinist Giancarlo Lada now in the first movement of Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in G major, Kirkel No. 216, with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra, Mina Zikri conducting, here on Introductions. Music by Mozart, featuring 16-year-old violinist Giancarlo Latta. We heard the first movement of his Concerto No. 3 in G Major, Carol No. 216. Mina Zikri conducting the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra. We're listening to winners of the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, organized by DePaul University's Community Music Division. And you can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, where you can also upload music to audition and perform on the program and send us feedback. Or find us on Facebook or send an email to introductions@wfmt.com. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll hear part of a piano concerto by Mozart performed by a 10-year-old and more. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're listening to winners of the 8th Annual DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, which took place in January of this year at DePaul Concert Hall. Students from around the area auditioned for a chance to perform with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra, an ensemble made up of young professionals and recent college grads from the Chicago area led by Mina Zikri, himself a DePaul alum. And there were 10 winners, all in the same day. We only have time to hear 4 of them this hour, but we heard 4 others in a previous program, including a performance of part of Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2, performed by a 10-year-old, which you can listen to again online on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. I highly recommend hearing that. Let's continue now with our next performer, a different 10-year-old pianist. Colin Choi performs now the first movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, Carol No. 488, with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra, Mina Zikri conducting. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
10-year-old pianist Colin Choi in the first movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23 in A major, Curriculum No. 488. He performed that with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra, led by Mina Zikri from DePaul Concert Hall. Let's meet our next performer.
I'm Michaela Wellams. I'm 16 years old and I play the violin. My teacher is Almeida Ramos, and I study at the Music Institute of Chicago through the Academy program, and I go to Adelaide E. Stevenson High School. And my mom used to be in a piano trio with Rachel Barton Pine, and when I was about 4 years old, I went into the rehearsal room, to say goodnight to my mom, and Rachel Barton played a lullaby for me, so I think she kind of inspired me to start the violin. You're now going to hear my performance of Mendelssohn Concerto in E minor, the third movement. I picked this piece because I really wanted to play it again, and it's just so like happy and fulfilling, and it's effervescent and sparkles. Playing a concerto with orchestra is a lot of fun. It just, there's so much more to it. You get to play what's originally written on the score, and it's such a different experience playing with like 100 people behind you. And before I went on stage, I was a little nervous, but I was okay with that because sometimes it helps me play better, like the adrenaline gives me more energy. Maestro Zikri came backstage before I went on, and he told me to like make sure to relax because you might rush, you're playing a fast piece. And that helped, and it wasn't too bad like the backstage, because my friends had played beforehand and they just came off with a smile on their face.
16-year-old violinist Michaela Wellums concludes the hour now with the third movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64, with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Mina Zikri. This is Introductions. Thank you. 16-year-old violinist Michaela Wellums in music by Mendelssohn. We heard the third movement of his violin concerto in E minor, opus 64. Mina Zikri led the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra from DePaul Concert Hall. The orchestra is made up of recent graduates and young professionals from the Chicago area, and Michaela was a winner of this year's DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, which is organized by DePaul University's Community Music Division. You can listen again to this or any other edition of Introductions on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. And that's also where you can apply to perform on the show. And we welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook and leave a comment on our wall. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Today's program was recorded by Peter Sturbin. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vita, and thanks also to Suzanne Baker and Sean O'Connor of the DePaul Community Music Division. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.